This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today I'll talk with the writer Isabel Fonseca. Her new novel, Attachment, is about a marriage that isn't quite what it seems. And we'll hear about a secret identity that the movie actress Hedy Lamarr kept for years. She was a pioneering wartime inventor. But first, T-Bone Burnett.
Swizzle stick.
Record producers are not typically household names, but T-Bone Burnett comes close. He's worked with Katie Lang, Counting Crows, Emmylou Harris, many, many others, and produced the multi-platinum soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
And vanish you like a magic trick.
Burnett has just released an album of his own called Tooth of Crime. It tells the story of two musicians who go head-to-head in a battle of the bands in a post-apocalyptic world. He wrote the songs for a play by Sam Shepard. T-Bone, welcome.
Thank you.
Katie Lang has been here. Tony Bennett's been here. Alison Krauss and Robert Plant have been here. They've all talked about you and what in these awestruck terms about what a great producer you are. And I wonder what that is. Is it a matter of temperament, ears? Why do they love you?
I love them. I can tell you that. But, you know, I think we both. All those people you just named are serious artists. And I don't know. I listen to them. I'm a good audience for them, and I try to be a good mirror, you know, a good mirror, so to speak, or an honest sounding board. I don't want to be a funhouse mirror for them. And hopefully the stuff they've done they think sounds good.
Is it tough being honest sometimes, saying that doesn't work?
No, not really. No. Because, you know, I here's something I do. I encourage people not to think of things as mine, you know, like my guitar part or my, you know, this. Like, rather, like, our guitar part, the guitar part. You mean this guitar part rather than my guitar part? Because all of that stuff sets up completely the wrong vibe. That's when people start pulling things back out.
So this new record, Tooth of Crime, is a project that you started 12 years ago. What made you want to now sing it and perform it and bring it out as an album?
Well, I've been working on it for all that time. You know, in a way, it predicted American Idol, where there are these competing rock and roll stars, except they actually kill each other when they compete. This play, you know, there's more evidence piling up to support this view of the world.
You mean that civilization's going to hell?
That we're living during the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Working with Sam in the theater taught me that the live moment is the great moment, the moment we all live for, you know. I've been sequestered in a recording studio my whole life.
Oh, you used to go out and tour and...
I did, but infrequently, and most of the time under the protection of somebody, you know, like Bob Dylan. That was an extraordinary... That was my first tour, you know. 1975, 33 years
a
ago.
A third of a century ago. I would love you to play a song off this album, which I guess is the first song.
Yeah, this is called Anything I Say Can and Will Be Used Against You.
And if you could set it up a bit, who is doing the singing and what tableau are we sketching here?
Well, this is the first song of the play. And Haas, the protagonist, I suppose you would call him, just comes on and sings this tune. And it sets him up for the terrible fall he takes.
Great. Let's listen.
People tell me I look like hell. Well, I am hell. I got a torture chamber orchestra at the Delirium Hotel. I got an hallucination rattlesnake to twist my skill through. You're my friend, but I'm gonna kill you. Somebody's got to monitor all this darkness, darkness, darkness. Somebody's got to locate the bomb.com. Somebody's got to break out through the night so starless, starless, starless. Those who would overthrow the status quo. Soul like smoke, hole into the sky. Gotta cry, gotta cry, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Target Arab Sheik, MK Ultra satellite blow-up. Kill the pain, let it rain, let it rain. Disengage your mastery until all you love is blasphemy. Then I'll break in through your idiocy and twist your desire hideously. Then when you're the object of complete derision, I'll make you a star on television. Then if you want fame at a greater strength, speak to my girl Friday, the 13th. Got no background. Got no file. Crawl through the cable, ground zero, black out, no fly zone. All alone, all alone, all alone. This is a story which is based on a true story, which is based on a lie. Don't jack with me, Saheed. I'm history. Don't jack with me, Lucille. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
That is T-Bone Burnett playing Anything I Say Can and Will Be Used Against You off his album Tooth of Crime. That's wonderful and dark and reminds me, since you mentioned Bob Dylan, your first employer, one of your early employers, that's a kind of a Dylan-esque song.
Well, you know, everything really since Dylan has been influenced by him, and I certainly have been influenced by him. And not only have I been influenced by him, but I've been influenced by the people he's been influenced by too.
You were extremely close as a collaborator and friend to the late Roy Orbison, and he wrote one of the songs with you for this show and this album.
That's right.
Can you talk about his influence on you, your music, your style?
Well, Roy grew up in Fort Worth. He was an inspiration for years, but I never connected him to Fort Worth, really, because he seemed to exist in another dimension. You know, his voice seemed to come out of some other world that I couldn't really aspire to, certainly. But so I never tried to sing like him until recently, which, you know, is a daunting task. But and there are pictures of us where we look like each other. That's something. I don't know. There was some kind of serious kinship between me and Roy. I loved Roy Orbison, but he talked about having that legend and how he had to drag it around with him.
We stood together in the open field.
This song, actually, Killzone, was a session that we were having one afternoon with Bobby Newirth. And he started talking about In Dreams, and he played us In Dreams, and he said, look, it goes from my lowest note to my highest note, and it doesn't repeat the same thing twice. It just keeps building through these different passages like a short aria. That in itself was an incredible lesson. And so, and then he started singing this melody from Killzone.
That is T-Bone Burnett off of his new album, Tooth of Crime, singing Killzone. It sounds Roy Orbisonian, but every time I listen to that song, I also, I don't know why, think of John Lennon.
Well, you know, Lennon and Orbison had a lot in common, really. And, you know, I said I didn't try to sound like Orbison, sing like Orbison, but, you know, I was doing Sweet Dream Baby back when I was a kid. You know, come to think of it, you know.
Was there one album, or for that matter, book or painting or something that as a kid made you think, whoa, and opened your eyes to what art could be?
My mom just died at 96 and, you know, was headlined as an icon of Fort Worth for her work with the Arts Council that she did there. So I was constantly exposed to art and theater and music and literature, you know, and I took to it. I loved it. I have to say, sort of embarrassedly, that I loved the theater. I used to go see, like, you know, South Pacific, which is up here now, you know, and be in tears at the end of it, just that people would collaborate in this way and tell this story, go through all of this ritual and ceremony to tell this story that was important. It was moving to me.
T-Bone Burnett, I want to thank you for coming in today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby.
T-Bone Burnett's new album is called Tooth of Crime. You can hear another track off the record at studio360.org. Coming up, a twist on infidelity from Mrs. Martin Amis. That is, the writer Isabel Fonseca.
Affairs were always corny, always an imitation of other affairs. What would be the point of a highly original affair? Repetition was the whole idea.
That's just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.